The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. The next subject that we have to discuss in our perek of Psulei Avoida are not the regular Tomei, is the quasi Tmeim. That is Mechusik Kippurim and Tvul Yoyim. Both of these, Mechusik Kippurim and Tvul Yoyim, have a state of tumah, which is a sheni l'tumah. A person normally is not a sheni l'tumah. An amatumah, a source of tumah. Chutz from a dead body, a mace, which is navi avoisa tumah, turns a person into an amatumah. But the regular sources of tumah, which are sheretz, or something like that, which is a amatumah, turns a person into a rishon l'tumah. Thereafter, whatever his mitam becomes a shein l'tum, but the person himself is never a shein l'tum, except for mechusik kippurim and tvul yoyim, which is only a remnant of tumah. Mechusik kippurim is a woman, a mitzayra, who needs a kapara. They were tmeim, so it would seem that part of that tumah is left over until they're miskaper, even though they're toirim, they were toivel in a mikvah, they're not mitam anything, but they're a sheni, the apostle, because of that remnant of the tumah, legabi truma, legabi kochim, because legabi truma kochim is also a shlishi l'tumah. We're in regular civilian life in chulin, there is no shlishi l'tumah, the tumah is not that discernible. Again, what we're talking, we're just using words, we don't understand any of this, all gzeis hakosuf, but shlishi l'tumah is not a concept that exists in regular chulin, only in kodesh or in truma. Kodesh has even revealed the tumah, truma only has shlishi the tumah, as well as tvul yoyim, which is also that he was tohor, he's tohor. If he was tameh sheretz, he's tohor after the mikvah, but he still has a remnant of tumah that he's apostle la'avoida, he's apostle la'bias migdash, and he's apostle la'achilas truma. Now, the Gemara discusses whether b'chusik kippurim is kizov oiloy, is he considered mamish tameh? The Gemara discussed that back and forth, and the ramifications are quite clear. You open up a Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash, Pei Gimel Halachot Tes, and he says that a Mechusik Kippurim is not allowed to go into the Azora, but if he's Nichnas La Azora, he gets Makis Mardus. Makis Mardus is normally a sign that's only Derabbanan. We'll soon see that it doesn't mean that it's Derabbanan, it's Derais Baal Kapanim, it's not the regular din of a Tomei going into the Azora with Chayiv Koris. Over here is only Chayiv Makis Mardus, it's only an Issachal. The Ravid clearly argues, the Ravid says, what do you mean? So the Kesef Mishnah brings it to the Seftas Mubu, like the Ravid, the Mandormar, so that's what the Machlokes would be telling. The problem is that the Gemara discusses the need of Mechusik Kippurim Kizov, also the Gabi Tvul Yoyim. Tvul Yoyim Kizov, Lav Kizov, is it Mamish Atome? Is it just Dinim of Atome? And over the year also, L'chore, the Din should be, that Tvul Yoyim, that's Nichnas Lazor, should be B'makas Mardus, he's also his Postal Avoid, and so on. But L'chore, if he Alts B'es Migdash, if he goes in the base of Migdash, he should only be Chai Makas Mardus. Bufurish in the Rambam, not that way. The Rambam says that Tvul Yoyim is Nichnas, is Bekoris. That's, for starters, the plot thickens. In Perek Yud Ches, the Psulei HaMikdash, the Rambam's talking about something else. He's not talking about walking into the Beis HaMikdash, which for a Tomei carries the penalty of Koris. He's talking about a Tomei She'ochal Kodesh, which also carries a penalty of Koris. In fact, they're always called in Chazal the same together. Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshov. A Tomei being Metamei the Beis HaMikdash, and a Tomei eating Kodoshov, eating Kodshin. They always put together. And still the Rambam holds over there. He says clearly it's for Yoyim or Mechusik Kippurim, that's Ochal Kodesh, get Malkis, and they're not Chayiv Koris. Eid, it's their Raisa, clearly. They're Loike, not Makas Martis. They're Loike of Eidim Koris. And the Gemara Grada brings a Pasul that Tumosoy Olov, that only when it's cold Tumosoy Olov, not when it's just a lighter form of Tumor. So the fact that it's loike, but it's not bekoris, that we understand that's a separate zeis hakosuf. But al kapanim state that this malkis. That means that if we ask ourselves, is a tvul yoyim mechusik kippurim a tome? Well, it only has certain dinim of a tome, legabi that his avoid is possible. L'chor legabi achilas kochim. The answer is that he's a tome. It's maybe a lighter form of tumah, it's only a shemi l'tumah, so mele ain't tumah self, there's no chi of koris. But legabe, And over there, Tful Yoyim and Mechuz Kippurim are the same. But Legabe going into Beis HaMikdash, Bias Mikdash, over there we see the Rambam sharply defining that there's a chil between Mechuz Kippurim and Tful Yoyim. What's Pshat? Explains the Brisk Rav in Hilchus Parah Aduma, a whole discussion over there, that the din, even though they called by one title Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, but the idea is really two different ideas. Achilas Kodesh has to do with, it's a violation of the Kodesh that it's being eaten, consumed, by somebody who's in a state of Tumas Aguf. The Tumas Aguf, and by the way, we'll add, Brisk Rav throws in over there, there's another discussion by us, one of the Psuli Avoid is an Oro, a Kohen, who's not Gemalted, has never Bismillah. Oral, the Gemara says, Rabbi Surin Dinim, Oral Ketome. That means that Oral Ketome, the Brisk Rav explains, insofar as his personal status is concerned. Tome doesn't just mean that he's a, when a Sheretz is Tome, there's no personal status. A Sheretz is not a player in terms of Psul. A Sheretz is a conduit for Tumah to be transmitted. If somebody's hat becomes Tome because it's a Beged, it's a, from a Sheretz, let's say, becomes a Rishon with Tumah, it's a conduit to transfer Tumah to Oichel Amashke. It can be Metama. The hat itself is a, has a chshivus, but when a person becomes tameh, it's chal on him a shame that he's a person who's tameh. It's not just that his tumah is there and it's metameh something else. He becomes a tameh. It's a personal status. In that sense, Brisk Rav says the same way oral ketameh, arelus is a type of tumah, even though an oral touches something, not metameh, he's not a rishi, a sheni, a shlishi, an avatumah, but it means that he has the personal status of a tameh. He's also somebody who's inflicted with a tumah. Arelus is also a tumah. The Gemara says in the Dorum that arelus is a general name for umasayim, for goyim. Mohul is a shame for Yisrael. It denotes a certain status, personal status. A person who's tameh has a personal status of being a tameh. Not just that he is tameh, but it defines what he is, at least for right now. An oral has that same status. Says the Bizgirov, an oral is not metameh. The din of going into the Beis HaMikdash is not that a person who has a personal status of being a tameh is not allowed to go in. When he goes in the Pasuk, that talks about the psukim, that talk about the Pashat Achrimois and other places, that talk about being mitame, the Beis HaMikdash Cholilo, are talking about that when a tome goes in, it's mitame, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash. It transfers the tumah, even if it doesn't touch anything, but it creates tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. An oral doesn't have tumah to transfer. He might have a personal status of a tome, but there's no tumah in him per se to transfer. A regular tome has that. Says the Biskurov, Legabe, that definition, there's a chilik, a very fine distinction between Tful Yoyim and Mechusi Kippur. A Tful Yoyim is still, has in him a certain amount of tumah from before he was Tevel in a mikvah. Mechusi Kippurim, Be'etzim is a Tohor. The Torah gave him a personal status of a Tomei insofar that he didn't also bring the carbon that he's Mechuyiv to bring. But does he have Tumas Haguf? No. The Torah gave him a status of Tumah. It could be as a Sheni in the Tumah, but that Sheni in the Tumah is only because of a personal status. That has nothing to do with going to the Beis HaMikdash. Legabi eating kachim, that's an Isser for somebody who has a personal status of a Tumah to eat. That's Tful Yoyim and Mechuz Kippurim are the same. They're both Tumah. They both have a personal status of Tumah. But would we say that there's actual physical Tumah present in him that he's metame the place that he goes into? No. Mashenka legabe tful yoyim, a certain amount of the tumah that was stuck on him before he was tovel in the mikvah is still there. So memela, there would be an issa. We'll give an example where this seems to play out. The aloch is, the Gemara tells us in a few places, later on in the Masechta, we have it by Barichus, that a beged, which is an al hatumah, that means a beged that touched a mace, or a beged that was worn by a, not touched by a zov, but a beged that was worn by a zov or a zov or a nido, is an avatoma. If they're brought into the azora, then the one who brings them in is chayiv koris. A beged, which is a rishoin, there's a bitl mitzvah saseh. What's that bitl mitzvah saseh? The pasuk tells us in Parshas Nosoi that there's a mitzvah saseh to send tumah out of shiluach machnois, every machna on a different level. Machna shchina, which is the azora, any type of tumah, even tumah sameis. Tumah hayoytze migufoy, which is a more severe form of tumah. It's tumah which comes from the person himself, not tumah which was created by something outside, a sheretz or a maze. Tumah hayoytze migufoy passes a person, he has to be sent out of the harabayis, and a mitzoyru, which is a tumah chamurum biyoyser, has to be sent completely out of Machne Yisroel, but he has to be sent out of Yerushalayim and Gatzin. He has to be sent out of the Machne. Three levels of tumah. Shiluach machnois. If a person brings a beged, which is a rishon l'tumah, into the Beis HaMikdash, he violates the imperative to take out tmeim. He's mevatel mitzvah shiluach machne. But it's not the issur koros. What do we see from that? We see from that that the point of bringing something to the Beis HaMikdash is two distinct points. There's one din of shiluach machne. That's deraisa, but it's only bitl mitzvah. The makas mardus that we have, that we just discussed, legabe a mechusa kiburim, is because as having a personal status of a tamei, he has to be sent out. But is he mitame beis hamikdash? And that, l'moshu, we have a chilul between a rishon and avat tumah. There's no difference legabe personal status. Something is tamei with a tumah chamura, tumah kala, they both have a personal status of being a dovet tamei. The point is only the tumah that's transmittable, the tumah that is mitame. So now we have a din that only Avat Tumah has that level of Tumah, which is Mitame Beis HaMikdash. Mashenk, and someone which is a Rishon the Tumah, is not, that Tumah is not transmittable to a place, and it's not Mitame Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chiv Koris. So that would also be another Raya to this definition of Tumas, Bias Mikdash. And it also explains to us what the nature of the tumah which is b'makas mardis, not because it's the rabbonon, it's the raisa, but it's only bitl mitzaseh. There's also b'makas mardis. The bitl mitzaseh is the integrity of the Beis HaMikdash. All dvarim tmeim should be sent out, but not that the tumah is mitame that place. And then there's the psul avayda, which is similar to all the other psul avayda that we have over here. The psul avayda has to do with personal status. We just showed that the same thing is true in oral. Oral kitome legabi personal status, not legabi the actual tumah that's on him to be metame something else. So mele legabi the avayda has a personal status of a tome, but legabi going into the Beis HaMikdash, that halach is not relevant. He's not metame anything. So that's the din of an oral. Oral is also not allowed to eat kachim. It's the same idea, that he has a personal status of a tome. By the way, the idea of a personal status affecting the achilas kachim makes sense when we understand that achilas kachim is considered an outgrowth of avoida. It's considered kahanim oichlim or bailim miskapim. It's the same idea. The personal status that passels la avoida passels also la achilas kachim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.